Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Bianca. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Ina Simpson.
I do need to advise you that these calls are being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was wanting to apply for my unemployment.
And what is your social security number?
420-922-4430.
And if I didn't advise you, these calls are being recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name?
Ina, I-N-A. Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
All right, and your date of birth?
11/20/1963.
And I'm sorry, 11 when?
20/20, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. And your mother's maiden name?
Cockrell.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
478. I thought I knew it before, but I just meant to get it. 478-0604.
Is that a driver's license or a state ID?
It's a driver's license.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, and that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years, and it could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you need to only file for a TAA, or did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't know what that is.
All right, so that's when you work for a company and that company move overseas, leaving you as a displaced worker.
Oh, no. You said if a company moved. Right.
Yes, if the company moved overseas.
Yes, no.
All right, so I have your first name is I-N-A, your last name is S-I-M-P-S-O-N,
That's correct.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's the good phone number for you?
205-233-0322.
All right, so have you at 205-233-0322? Yes. You said that's the Alabama driver's license, and you did state that your birthday is
11. November 20th, 1963.
Gotcha. All right. And what's your race?
Caucasian.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Male or female?
Female.
The highest grade you completed in school?
I have an associate's degree.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
What's your address?
1149 Spring Road. Ohatchee, Alabama, 36271.
Say 36217.
36271.
All right, so I have your 1149 Spring Road, Ohatchee, Alabama, 36271.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your occupation?
I was a general manager.
For what type of facility?
Retail.
I'm sorry?
Retail.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, I'm not. I'm unemployed right now.
Right, so that's why I said, are you seeking work in what you usually do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm looking for employment. Yes, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, you're fine. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
I'm doing it online with Indeed and different employment agencies.
And are you currently registered attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
If it's 30 miles away, the least I can take is 25.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm sorry?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied to receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied to receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the past 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the past 18 months?
No.
And do you want 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And if you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or through the AlVantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card, it takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for benefits, and there are certain fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit, but which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And is your direct deposit information the same as when you last filed your unemployment claim?
Yes.
Who was the last employer that you clocked out for?
America's Thrift Store.
And what's their phone number?
The corporate number is 800-964-65. 7-8. I think that's right. Hold on, I can look. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, it's 1-800-964. Sorry, it's 65. I'm sorry. 1-800-964-4567.
And what city was his work performed in?
Rainbow City.
You said Rainbow?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you start working here?
August 30th of 2017.
And when is the last day that you physically work?
It was July 11th of this year.
And why are you no longer with this employer?
I was terminated.
And what was the reasoning?
There was a disagreement between an employee and I.
So was it more of, were you let go because of insubordination? Was it because of misconduct, violation of company policy, which?
Company policy.
And who informed you of your termination?
Artie Moore.
N-O-I-R?
A-R-T-I-E. And Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
And... what's their title?
District manager.
And what day were you informed of your termination?
The 11th of July, 2024.
And what was the final incident that caused you to be let go?
It was a policy thing. I was just an employee and I had a disagreement.
Oh. Okay, so you got into a disagreement with
One of my
and
the people, one of the people that worked under me.
And what did you do in order to resolve the issue before you were let go?
I didn't know there was an issue. I had been out on PTO and came back to work.
And did you commit the act that your employer is alleging?
In my opinion, no.
And were
But
there
my
any
other friends,
prior warnings?
no.
And do you certify that all the answers that you prov I'm sorry, do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay anytime after your last day of working?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And do you certify all the answers that you provided to me are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits, and that we match the earnings that you provide with the wages reported by your employer, and false answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties?
Okay, I think I understand what you said. I haven't made any false statements.
Okay, that's basically all it's saying. Do you certify
Okay.
that everything you told me is correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Now, it's necessary to verify your identity, and it's necessary to verify your identity with your filing for UC benefits. I want to be asking you some randomly generated questions. Which of the
Okay.
following addresses have you ever been associated with? The 1331 White Drive, 1585 Big Oak Road, 302 South Mobile Street, 832 Wendover Road, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses.
What is the one on Big Oak Road?
1585 Big Oak Road.
We have an address at that location.
So you want to choose that location?
Yeah.
And which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Vestavia, Dothan, Phenix City, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa.
And which of the following addresses in Cottondale have you ever lived or you've been associated with? 14210 Ashboro Drive, 5112 Crestfield Drive, 7103 63rd Avenue East, 7795 Dottie Drive, or none of the above. You're not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
And which of the following counties have you ever lived or been or ever lived or owned property? Baldwin, Calhoun, Coosa, Macon, or you have never lived in any of these counties?
Calhoun.
And which of the following age ranges mostly matches the age of Shelby Simpson? 2019 to 23, 28 to 32, 46 to 50, 68 to 70, or none of the above, if you're not familiar with this person.
28 to 32.
And do you certify that you're filing an unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama? And do you certify under the penalty of perjury that the person whose name and the information provided on this claim and the statement made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge? And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important, so you may need a pen and paper to write these numbers and instructions down.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, now it normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim that we just finished should also register you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at AlabamaWorks, that's alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so could result in an interruption in your benefits. Okay. An information booklet contains information on how your claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in this booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process that we just completed of filing your unemployment claim, it does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and they end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by calling 800-752-7389. Again, you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m., but no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday, it could result in a loss of benefit. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday through Friday before 5 p.m. that Friday. Now, whether you're filing online or by the telephone, you will need to remember your 4-digit PIN. Additional instructions will be listed in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is being mailed to you. If you have any questions, please contact the inquiry department at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview to discuss our findings. If so, we will contact you by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim has been made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must advise your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Your claim has been filed. Your confirmation number is
493-044-205. And that's the Alabama.
That's your confirmation number.
That's my confirmation number. And the other one is the Alabama Career that I have to. Okay.
All right, your 4-digit PIN is 0314.
0314?
Mm-hmm, that's your 4-digit PIN.
Okay.
All right, any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.